I just wanted to say a few things about this Pennsylvania court ruling that struck down the restrictions, or at least some of the restrictions, because people seem so interested about it. And it's so clear that people don't know anything about the system and are quite confused. So I wanted to just tell people a few things about it so they could understand it. The facts that came out, as I said, were so, so damaging. Just unbelievable. It appears they got to take about 18 different witnesses at a hearing. They got this sort of accelerated hearing, and it wasn't a trial in front of a jury. It was a trial to the bench, in other words, to the court. And it was, like I said, the information that came out was pretty staggering. They actually determined that the group who was charged with dreaming up these restrictions and these rules and the lockdowns and the business closings and the number of people and the percentage and all these different stupid things I've been talking about for months, it is a group that has no actual set number of names. So you can't even go find the names of the people who are actually in the group. They didn't keep any minutes at all. They didn't reduce any of their findings down to writing. They basically just had an ad hoc series of meetings, hundreds, potentially thousands, they testified, depending on how you want to, what you want to call a meeting, what they were calling a meeting, in which there was absolutely no public oversight. No minutes kept. Basically, no documentation to indicate anything they were doing except for when they would submit the stuff to be published online as a new requirement. This is how it was done. Basically, you could have anybody in those meetings. We have no idea who was in there. Could be all sorts of bad actors placed in there. We don't have any record whatsoever. There's no written record from which to review, to see if what they were doing was anything even remotely okay. You can't even find out who was in the meetings. It's just the most outrageous abuse. And this, I'm sure, went on all over the country. This just gives you the level of arrogance and entitlement that these government employees have. They literally just sit around having group meetings, making phone calls, exchanging some stuff, and then just dreaming something up and imposing it on the public with absolutely no restrictions, nothing, no backing up. Not a single person on the team that came up with any of these rules was a medical doctor. Not a single one. There's no way to know what they use. You don't know who was in there, and you don't even have the most important thing of all, is that the businesses were closed based upon this idea that they dreamed up called life-sustaining businesses. Okay, there's no definition for that anywhere in any statute. It's just something they dreamed up, like social distancing. It's called a life-sustaining business. There is no definition. They never wrote down a definition. So they your business would be closed if it was not a life-sustaining business, and there was no definition for it. They admitted under cross that the definition they even were working with, the unwritten definition, changed at least 10 different times. 10 different times! And one of the procedures they had was that if you were categorized as a non-life-sustaining business, thus you had to close, there was some type of appeal process that you could go through in the state, basically make phone calls, and they had a team of people, again, unnamed group of people, manning this, who would make decisions, yes, you are, no, you aren't. How they could ever make a decision like this when there's nothing even written down is beyond absurd. But the more outrageous part is, if you were non-life-sustaining, and you went through the process and therefore you lost, well, they could change the definition they were working with, and then you might actually fit it, but there was no procedure to then go back and get your business reopened. And they got so far behind in all the requests that they simply canceled the entire process by which you might be able to exempt yourself. So they create a process with no definition for life sustaining, and then they implement it, and then they allow appeal, and then they get so far behind in this ridiculous system, they simply cancel the entire system and just require that the businesses stay closed. So this is all in the record. And this all came out because people were finally sworn in and required to take positions. And just think about all the bull you'd have heard from the podium about life-sustaining this, and they would have acted like it was some medical term, a technical this or that. But then when you swear them in, what happens? they get exposed for just completely making shit up with no basis at all. And this judge smacks them and just says, look, it's completely arbitrary and capricious. You have absolutely no definition for it. You're just closing businesses. It's completely absurd. I mean, just beyond ridiculous. And they did pick up on the fact that they weren't even calling this a quarantine. Of course, they call it a quarantine out in public, but it's not a quarantine. They called it health risk mitigation efforts. Okay, again, just a made-up thing. All of these things are just Barnum statement, as I've said over and over. There is no working definition of any of these things. But the judge, on page 42 of the order, in footnote 20, he basically sets out what I've said from my very first show, that if in fact the state was attempting to quarantine somebody, even if they were just going to classify it as a quarantine, even if it wasn't in fact a quarantine, if they just want to call it a quarantine, the individual citizen subject to that has both procedural and substantive due process rights prior to the time of any kind of restraint. And those were, and I'm quoting, at a minimum, these include the requirement that the quarantine be imposed only when it's necessary for public health. In other words, they have to be able to prove you're sick, continuing, and only when it is accompanied by procedural due process protections, including notice, the right to a hearing before an independent decision maker, and the right to counsel, and that the state must prove its case with clear and convincing evidence. I mean, this has been my point since day one. If they were going to try to lock you down, they would have to come in and make their damn case. But because they have this bogus emergency litigation that they just dream up out of a statue and then go off into a dark room and come out with some shit, they can just lock everybody down without any proof. And now when they're made to come up with any kind of proof, they don't have any damn proof. They don't have any damn proof. That's the bottom line. As I've known since day one, and anybody with half a brain has known, that this is just being cooked up. It's just arbitrary shit they're dreaming up. Now you have an order and you have a record, and it shows exactly that.